Now, it so happened that you heard of Vivekananda. So, well, Vivekananda, you went to the States and gave that lecture. You know all about that. You heard of
it? No, I haven't read any of his books. I just heard his name.
Heard his name? He was with Ramakrishna Paramahansa. You know that? He was a disciple of Ramakrishna Paramahansa. Then what's the sense of telling you the story? I have to tell the whole volume, you see. Okay, he was considered to be who heralded Baba's advent in America in 1903. Baba was born in 1894. So he was 1893.
He's there. He made a great speech in 1893 in Chicago at the World Conference of Religion. He said, "The great day is about to dawn. The awakening will come from the east."
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's how it was. So he was such a great person. He came back to India. He was received. When he went from here to the States, well, he was invited. So that was seen to it. But nobody cared for him now. But when he came back, people started to asking him to be their guests and all, even the rajas, the rulers of India, petty rulers who were here, and all that sort of thing. In one of the courses of his lectures, somebody stood up and said that, "Well, we have heard that you are very fond of cooking meat and all that sort of thing. You cook yourself and you relish it." He said, "Yeah, I'm fond of it. I like it. I love it. Especially the tongue and all that sort of thing. And brain." He says, "How come that you like that?" He says, "What has that to do? Why do you give countenance to what enters in my body? Why don't you pay heed to what comes out of it afterwards?" Means his talk and all that. Yeah. That's what he says. So what I'm saying is that it's good to be a vegetarian, there's no doubt about it. It's healthy and all that. Yeah. But Baba had no... In the beginning we were not even allowed to eat eggs. That's true. All the time, you see, all vegetarian food would be there. But then, gradually, we got over it. We became adults. we need not be on milk diet, you see.